point. Not necessarily Chesterfield typical game, but hard-working and deserved.
Absolutely. You know, just saying there to the players after the game, it's probably as poor as we've played for a long time. It's great to come away with a point because we were second best all over the pitch. We got all our decisions wrong today. I think if you're being critical of the lads, you know, Richie and Eddie in the middle of the park, and the little things just didn't go right for us. We huffed and puffed, but it's good to take a point away from home today because I think it was a well-deserved one, if you understand what I mean, through hard work and effort rather than the quality we showed in the game, because Coventry were better than us today.
And Ian Evatt, Coventry lad, Charlie Raglan really developing. Those two were very busy and very effective.
Just please, Phil, you must dig in now and again. You know, Sam Aird hasn't played a lot of football and he's had to play 3 games in 10 days. You know, and he's very leggy. Ollie's coming on, and what Ollie's got to do is find himself. Ollie had 3 or 4 touches when he's on his little camera that were very good. And Ollie's a good footballer. And what Ollie must do is get back to being a good footballer. Forget all this stuff that goes on around the world. What made him good will make him strong again at our club. J.O.'s a good player. The squad was stretched. You know, in the middle of the park, we weren't passing it well. We couldn't get Robbo on it. You know, Armand gets booked for something needless that he shouldn't get involved with. We've got a good free kick on the edge of the box. And any little decision then at these places, Armand will be sitting and having an early bath. We made a little tactical change there, but at half time I could have made 3 or 4 because we weren't great. What was great today is the 1,600, you're telling me, travelling supporters. Great credit to them. They go home, I'm sure they'll go home happy. A bit disappointed how we played, but always happy when you get a point.
And of course, that point leaves Chesterfield in 7th place halfway through. Not a bad first half.
Just keep going, Phil. You know me, you've interviewed me many times. We don't look back or look forward with any type of thing. Football's a tough game. You just keep going. Managers come under pressure in days rather than weeks now. If we're 7th in the league today, we always look to improve and be better. 7th's good today. Unfortunately, like last year, the leagues don't end in the end of December. If they did, I'd be a happy man. Well, we'd miss out on the playoffs, so we wouldn't be. Happy New Year to all our supporters. Thank very much for your support over the year. It's been great for myself and the lads. You know, we come to these places, it's really appreciated. We're looked upon as a small club, but in our minds, we're the biggest club in the country.
And of course, back at one of your old stamping grounds, not quite this ground, but this club.
Yeah, it's great to see you come back to Coventry. I hope you can get up and running. Coventry supporters deserve that. Stephen's one of the brightest young managers about him. You know, people don't realise they're going to Northampton and the stuff like that, what it can do to a club. They're selling the players like Sir Clark and Wilson's and Moussa moving on and these lads. And Stephen's entrusted with seeing it over a period of time. That will be a period of change at times. But you're seeing the squad today, you know, the energy, the life they've got in them. And I'm glad we've played them once now. You know, and when we get them out the way again near the end of the season, you know, it'll be good because Coventry are a good side with good players.
And finally, Paul, a word for Drew Talbot. He's only played once since February, back on the bench today.
He was coming on there. Bockle put such a good shift in there and he gets a little bit tired. And just wanted to see how we could. Could we win the game? Could we not? Could we shore it up? And say to our supporters, we all make substitutions because we think they're for the benefit of the side. Sometimes I get them right, certainly. Sometimes I get them wrong, that's for sure.